Hello, everyone. Good morning on this Monday, February 6th. This is post-Super Bowl Monday, and I know some of you are happy and some of you are crying, depending on whether you supported the Patriots or the Falcons. But I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and we are tackling life's everyday issues, your everyday issues, my everyday issues, with biblical perspective so we can empower our daily lives. You can tune in via phone by calling 323-870-4180, or you can tune in online from my website, and that's feeldfire.com, www.feeldfire.com. Each day we tackle a new topic, and I assign you a new task at the end of the broadcast as we move forward to empowerment and victorious living. So our scripture for this morning comes from the book of 2 Samuel, Chapter 12, verses 1, I think I'm going to stop it at verses 1 through maybe about 15 or 16. And this is long today because I'm also going to be teaching from this same scripture tomorrow and maybe Wednesday, so I won't reread it. So just bear with me on today. And our topic for this morning is when love gives you a headache. When love gives you a headache. So while you are getting your word ready in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12, beginning at verse 1, I want to remind everyone that you can learn more about me, my ministry, access my law office website, whatever it is that you need to know, upcoming events on my ministry website, and that is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, and I'm reading from the KJV. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Nathan is the prophet, David is the king. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing, save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel. And I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and had slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me. This is what the Lord is saying through Nathan the prophet to David, and has taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I was trying to decide if I wanted to stop there. I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. I stopped at verse 14. What is our topic for this morning? When love gives you a headache. Now, as we go throughout our daily lives, there are people whom we love who just give us a headache. Sometimes it's our spouses. Sometimes it's our children. Sometimes it's our siblings or parents. It may even be friends. It may be coworkers. But we love them, but they just give us a headache. And at some point, you have to decide what you're going to do about that headache. And this is the month of February, the month of love, if you will. And all last week, I focused on the good side of love. We talked about what's love got to do with it, and I answered everything. We talked about Jesus loves me, this I know. Then fight for what you love. We just talked about love all week long and how good it feels to be in love. You know, love speaks through meekness. And if you missed those broadcasts, please go back to my website at philddfire.com on the morning motivation page. Well, this week we're going to talk about the flip side of love, if you will. You know, that side when love doesn't feel good, when love hurts, because all of that is encapsulated within love, loving somebody and being loved, and God loving us and us loving God. So today the focus is, what are you going to do about it when love gives you a headache? And throughout this week, I'm going to give you a few steps to help you determine what you do about it. In this word that I just read to you, we saw how God responded when love gave him a headache. Because David was a king that had been distinctly selected, appointed, and anointed by God to hold this position. And the Lord had blessed the fruit of David's hands. He had blessed everything that David had set his hand to. He had built an empire out of David. He loved David. But then David decided that what he had wasn't enough. He wanted some more. He wanted someone else's wife. And surely all of you remember that story of Bathsheba, where David then sent her husband, Uriah, on the front lines to die so that he could have Bathsheba, he could take Bathsheba as his own wife. So now the Lord sends Nathan the prophet to rebuke David. And he says to David, look, I gave you everything, everything that you wanted, everything that you needed, and then some. And if what I appointed for you, if what I gave you, if what I anointed just for you wasn't enough, you could have come to me and I would have fixed it. I would have worked it out. But instead, you chose to go and make a mockery. You chose to go and embarrass me. The Lord said to openly blaspheme my name by disrespecting, discrediting, not loving, not cherishing, not nourishing what I gave you. And in doing so, the Lord says, I now have to deal with that situation. I love you, David, but you gave me a headache. And so the Lord tells Nathan to speak to David. And the way Nathan poses this to David is a little story about a rich man who has a traveler come by. And instead of the rich man going to his own flock to kill one of his own sheep to prepare in celebration, he goes and takes from the poor man this one lamb, which is all the poor man had. The poor man had nourished this lamb and, you know, raised this lamb up in his household just like it was his own child. And some of you may have pets and you can relate to that, because usually people who have pets, feel like pets are part of the family. So here this poor man, this is all he has, but the rich man comes and takes it from him and uses that one little lamb to prepare as a feast for his traveler. So then David responds with this righteous indignation. Who did that? Whoever it is, he should die. He should be killed for what he's done. This is unacceptable. Then Nathan says, well, wait, you are that person. You're that person, King. You're the person who didn't appreciate what God gave to you. You're the person who didn't appreciate everything that God had in store for you. You're the person, says the Lord, who blasphemed me publicly. So, who blasphemed me and, you know, did your stuff secretly. But because you did it secretly, Nathan tells him, the Lord says your punishment will be openly. It will be before everyone. And the punishment the Lord inflicted upon David was that his child should die. So now let's talk about that in relation to us. There are times when the people whom we've loved the most, we've given the most, we've sacrificed the most, will come back and they will be the people who will hurt us the most. They won't appreciate what we've done. They will trample over it, you know, whatever the situation may be. They really won't appreciate that. They will come and they'll be like the rich man in the rich man's narcissism, in the rich man's egotistical behavior. He felt he was entitled to go and hurt the other person, the poor person. And when we're the recipient of that, that's a time when love gives us a headache. When we're in a marriage and we've given our all and the other person maybe is a cheater or a liar or they constantly do things to hurt us, love gives us a headache. When we have children that we have sacrificed for, we've done everything for, you know, we've worked 2, 3, maybe 4 jobs sometimes. We've gone without so that our kids could have the very best. They could have a life that we were never able to have, that our parents could not give to us, although they were trying. And our kids don't care, or they're disrespectful. They talk to us in a disrespectful tone, or they just don't do what they're supposed to do. They won't clean their room, or they take your money. They take your car. They just do anything. Then love gives us a headache. When we're on our jobs and we have given 200%, only to see someone who's given 30% get the promotion that we wanted, or to see that person always lauded or commended for being a great employee, love gives us a headache. And we must decide what we're going to do about it. Do we stay or do we go? Do we work it out or do we leave? Do we fast and pray about that situation or do we say, no, this was egregious enough where it's better to leave now? What do we do when that love gives us a headache? This is so important because sometimes the headache is a very small headache, right? It's something that you can really just let go of and move on. Other times the headache is a migraine. It's very uncomfortable, very displeasant. But maybe with some time or some therapy or some discussion, it will resolve. But then other times the headache is stroke headache. The offense was so disrespectful or so hurtful, or the offense was so painful. You know, maybe the spouse physically beat you up. Maybe there was infidelity that you just cannot stay in that situation. So you got to decide what you're going to do. Throughout this week, we're going to be focusing on that. We're going to focus on determining the type of headache that's worthy of the situation. We're going to talk about how you deal with the headache. We're going to talk about counting up the cost for your decisions. And then we're going to talk about actually making a decision. Sometimes this may be done in one day. Sometimes all of this may take you weeks or months or years. But we're going to go throughout this process and we're going to stay within this same scripture in 2 Samuel verse chapter 12. So please go back and read that entire scripture on your own so you'll be ready to continue this tomorrow. But the point is that no matter what, offenses are going to come from those we love. Love is going to give us a headache. And just like last week, we dealt with the positive side, all of the rose-colored glasses, you know, and all of the running with your hands in the air. that butterflies in your stomach type of love. This week, we're going to deal with the flip side. Okay? Get ready. All right? Because it's going to be uncomfortable. But it's okay. Because the word of God is profitable for every situation. Let's get ready and go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank the Lord wherever you are this morning. God is always so good. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, you have started us off on this Monday with hot breakfast for our soul. We are so, so happy, so, so gracious just to be in the land of the living this morning. And Father, today we're focusing on when love gives us a headache. Because God, we want to make sure that we count up the cost correctly, that we make the right decisions, Lord God, that we don't allow the headache to fester, that we don't allow the sun to go down upon our wrath to the point where we become sinners in anger. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to prepare us, prepare our hearts, our minds, and spirit for this word this week, because this is not going to be a comfortable word, Lord. But we understand that your word is profitable for all things. It's profitable to exhort us and to edify us. But it's also appropriate to rebuke us, to chastise us, to uplift us and reprimand us so that we come together and be perfect, wanting nothing in the blood and the covering and the life of Jesus so that we are great witnesses, Lord. We are great witnesses. So, Lord, this morning I ask you to bless everyone that's tuned in to this broadcast. Bless us, Lord God, to understand that love is more than an emotion. So that as we make decisions today about those we love, that we don't just make it based on the emotion, but that we also make the decision, Lord, based on knowing about the extent of the headache, knowing how important the people are, knowing how to deal with it, and knowing when we must make a decision. Lord, I just praise you. You're a good God. You're a mighty, mighty good God. I ask you, Lord, to bless everyone on this broadcast. I come in agreement with everyone for the things that we all need. Because just as you said to David in that scripture, if you need more, I'll give you more. If you want it better, I'll make it better. But just don't go out and openly blaspheme me. Don't go out and openly discredit me, openly disrespect me. Just come to me and I'll fix it for you, said the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. For any of you listening this morning who have not given your lives to Christ, I'm telling you, my soul is just full this morning. Or you're in a backslidden state, I want to give you the opportunity to come to live and love and meet with Jesus. So please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I recognize that I am a sinner. I recognize, Lord, that I'm unsaved or backslidden. Hallelujah. And I ask the forgiveness of that, Lord, of all my sins. I repent and I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, this morning, I confess that I'm saved. This morning, I confess that I'm rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say to everyone, please go to the website. Just begin to magnify the Lord. FeelTheFire.com. Remember for upcoming announcements. Remember tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesdays. So we have three power pack broadcasts where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. That's morning motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul and starting your day off right. Then it's Tuesday's Topic Live at 6 p.m. 15 minutes of free legal education that's offered by my law office, and you can tune in there from CarlRossiWilliams.com. And then 30 minutes of getting heard on You Be the Jury, where we will tackle a new hot off the press issue in social justice, politics, or religion, and you'll be able to call in. You're the jury to make your voice be heard. All right, our task for today is for you to really sit down and for me to sit down and think about those we love who have offended us and who've given us a headache so that we can prepare to determine what we really, truly want to do. And so that in doing whatever we do, we'll still be able to be a light. I love you, and I will see you tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share this broadcast with others. It will be available on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. Sometimes love gives you a headache. Praise the Lord. I hear the change.
but God is able.